بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. According to people's tabiats, temperaments, they take to different types of zikr. You will see that one individual is more inclined to a particular type of zikr. For example, he is more inclined to saying Allahu Allah, and someone is more inclined to saying, for example, La ilaha illallah. Someone is inclined to saying illallah. Now this is according to a tabiat, and perhaps it is the ghiza of that particular body. Different bodies will have the need to have different type of nourishment. Sometimes there is a need for it. I used to see some of my cousins, they were small, 1 year, 2 years of age. It's not long way back, and I was small also, and I used to see them. Small, 1 year, 2 years of age, and lumps of soil they're eating. Later on I came to understand that sometimes there is some deficiency in the child, and he finds fulfillment in that thing that he's eating. There is a natural crave and he eats that, so that is what the body is deficient in, and he naturally craves for it, so he finds the fulfillment in that. So similarly, the spiritual self, it needs a certain type of nourishment. Perhaps there is a deficiency, or it takes easily to that. So you will find that your tabiat is taking more to a particular type of zikr. So the Buzurganadin, they recommend, until you haven't got zikr established within yourself all the time, in your heart, on your tongue, in your mind, and that zikr that you feel more comfortable with, more easy with, it's flowing easily on the tongue, in the mind you're finding it easy, then until you haven't got it established, then do that zikr. Rather than having various types of zikr, 7-8 different types of zikr, do that one zikr and get the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala established. So the base is set up. Idea is to get the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. The wording is a secondary thing. The primary thing is Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's presence. Right? Though the word may be very great, but compared to the consciousness and awareness of the being of Allah Ta'ala, this wording will be secondary, of secondary importance. So try and establish that. See? That is why one person asked, what must I do? Must I make Durood Sharif or Istighfar? The Buzurg replied to him, Mele kapre ke liye to sabun zyada behtar hai, aur ujle saaf kapre ke liye itar aur khushbu zyada behtar hai. Clothing that is dirty, what is needed for that dirty clothing is sabun, clothing, is soap. And the clothing is already clean, now the more appropriate thing for that clothing is ether and fragrance. Now you're asking, what is better, fragrance or soap? So it depends on your situation. So there'll be one person who is soaked in sin, gunas, right? For him, istighfar is better. One person says that I was with Shihabuddin Sohrawardi rahmatullah alayhi, and I've been finding a sluggish feeling within myself. The drive and the motivation that is required, I wasn't finding it. I was finding myself sluggish, slacking down. So I thought of keeping some rosas in order to treat the sluggish feeling within myself, that I may get the drive in me. I thought of trying to build up by fasting nafil rosas. Shahabuddin Saharwardi rahmatullahi asked me, to join him for meals. So, and he told me, I was trying to excuse myself, and he told me, eating is better than that fasting or that ibadat that is done with the contamination of the nafs. Nafs, there's a contamination of the nafs. The aghraz are mukhtalif. There are various diverse intentions in your ibadat. See, there's good intentions and bad intentions. So the intentions are diverse, mixed up. So rather than doing that ibadat that has been contaminated, you rather eat. So I got surprised, I got shocked. This person detected the problem at the heart. I had been having this problem. I didn't see the motivation, I didn't see the drive. I was trying to treat myself. And he detected there was a problem in my heart, there was a problem, and he detected it. So my mind went towards him. See, these people here, they wanted to see their own weaknesses. That is the frame of mind we need to come in a khanqa. I want to learn my weaknesses. Now, when you go to a doctor's surgery, and the doctor says, what a beautiful body, excellent body, what a player you are, man, you know, what a player, and so good dreams I had about you, you know. So you won't be excited of what he's saying, but the doctor tells you, you know, you got a kidney problem, kidney infection, and you're going for a heart problem, you know. And you don't take care of yourself, you don't go into a proper diet, and just now you have a blowout, an irreparable blowout you'll have just now. So you'll be thankful to the doctor that before I go to that point where I have a blowout and I can't put that into reverse, this man has brought it to my attention. So you'll be thankful to him. So that is why when a weakness is pointed out, then you mustn't feel hurt about it. You mustn't feel hurt about it. The way they're diagnosing and treating presently is مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. It's just 1/10 of what was happening in the past. Now if they're not going to correct you, not going to rectify you, then how are you going to get that rectification? See, Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one Chaudhary, one wealthy person, he wanted to take bayat. So Hazrat told him, alright, I'll be at a certain place and you must come there and I will accept you for bayat. So it's a Chaudhary style, you know. Chaudhary, the moving style, Nawabs and all that, the moving style. So you want to make an affair of it now, we'll take bayat at Mawlana's hands. So if I do it in style, in that standard I must do it. So he got his khadimud, 1-2 khadims and 1-2 baskets of mitai. And now it's going to be in a grand style, I'll be taking bayat and I'll just dish out all that mitai. So Hazrat made it out, he sensed it. Okay, yeah, apne نوابی اور چودراہت کو چھوڑ کر کے آئے نہیں اس کو لے کر کے آئے coming for bayat and he's coming in style and all this has to be broken down. This is what we're talking about, you know, this fanaiyat, and the nafs has to be disciplined, has to be corrected. This ego is a very 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 difficult thing and a very discreet thing. We don't perceive it very easily. We think to ourselves that ego has been killed, but it takes a lot of time before that ego really is washed out of the system. And the reason, as I explained earlier also, why they are against this ego is they find this to be the most greatest obstacle. Progressing, you seem to be progressing very well, but you still got that ego. You don't know when that ego is going to break you, it's going to smash you to pieces. So that ego has to be broken down all the way. All the way has to be broken down. Whichever rank you have reached and achieved, you have to be still smashed down again. Ego must come out of you. And I used to see in our Buzurgan Adi, all the time. One word you say, that was smashing you down. Again, saying just one word, they're correcting you, rectifying you. That this word here, Iskandar, aapki barai nikalti hai. It seems that you've got this barai in you. You've got the takabbur in you. See, so they need to smash you down. See, the Quran Sharif says, فَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Now you just ponder over this verse, what Allah Pak is saying. Really what he's saying here, that those that got takabbur, then I won't even give them the true understanding of my religion. فَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. You want the true understanding, you want that understanding, fahm, ilm nafi. Then you have to eliminate the takabbur. Because Allah Pak is saying, I will turn it away from them. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. Just imagine, every sign is displayed before them, but the takabbur that's bloated their heads will not allow them to believe in it. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ, anything present before them, it will not seep through. Why? Takabbur has got the better over them. So we treat it lightly, but what damaging effects that thing has got. So seedha saadhe musalman raho, and remember this advice of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi. I like this advice, and I hope that for all of us. He says, all the work of deen Allah Pak grant us the tawfiq to do, but Allah don't publicize us until we have not died. We died now, then after that the publicity, we have passed the mark, we have passed the limits, the borders of show and ostentation. Now if it's publicized, no problem. But until we are alive, we are still on the edge. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know that some words of praise, some words are given to us, and that words have the better over us. And then, hamara kya hota hai? So, this pride has to be checked up right till the very end. You have Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi, it's lengthy incident, but just this part of it, where he read that couplets in the hand that Rasulullah Baksam's dust and Mubarak had come out from the qabr. So Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi was there in the masjid at that time. Someone asked him, ki aapko rashk nahi aaya is manzar ko dekh karke? So he says, mujhe kahan rashk na aata, aasman ke farishto ko rashk aane laga. You're talking me of me not being envious. The malaika of the skies fell envious on that occasion. But now he has seen it, that there were 10,000 people in the masjid and all witnessed this. This was his karamat. He says, oh, the nafs will have the better over me. The nafs will have the better over me. So he went into the entrance of the masjid. Whoever has witnessed this, I command you, that place your foot over my neck and then go out. I need to quell, I need to squash and smash this takabbur. It's not this thing will have the better over me, the pir mera kya hoga. What maqam must have reached for Sayyid Abdul Qadir Sahib rahmatullahi to envy him. In spite of that maqam, he still fears takabbur having the better over him, and he administers a treatment. What treatment? That everybody was placed their foot over him. They asked Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani, did you place your feet also? He says, main to kya nabina tha? What am I, blind? Agar main apne qadam ko unke sar ke upar rakhta, to usi waqt malaika mujhe mere tukde tukde kar dete. Had I only placed my foot over his neck, the malaika would have finished me straight away. Ye log to nabina the, kya jante? They are blind people, they don't understand who was this person here. I knew who this person was. So this takabbur, at all times, whatever maqam you have reached, wherever you are, for Allah Pak's sake, just try and kill it, smash it down all the time. Hazrat Muhammad used to say that in the past, many of the buzugan deen, they would undertake a safar, not like our safar now. You got your murk and you're pulling. So there is no safar. There you actually have to take the murk out. Actually, you have to take it out to display your position. It's parked in the garage. Who knows? Who knows? You got the latest one with all the frills and all. Who knows? Until you don't take it out, they don't know you. You have to take it out. Okay? So this spirit makes suffer. Now suffer in the bus, in the train, and you're moving into places where people don't know you. Yeah. They in the bus, they're pushing you. Hey. You are one man. Why are you taking two people's place? What do you think of yourself? Now, just now at home, people are kissing your hands. Make dumb here, pass the hands over the head, Hazrat and all that. And here you're getting knocked from all sides. Right side they're knocking you, from left they're knocking you, front they're knocking you. Hey, you can't stand straight. What's wrong with you? Huh? Make up your mind. You want to go or you want to stay? What do you want to do? Now, just now you were a buzuk just now, and here you're getting all type of. You're getting torn up. Torn apart you're getting. So they should deliberately undertake the journey in order to get the takabbur sliced. See, the takabbur is like the tree, you see. See a tree. For the production to be right, you need to keep pruning it, you see. When the season comes, just about the season, you need to keep pruning the extra leaves and all that. And if you don't prune it, what will happen? If you don't prune it, then there'll be so many leaves, you'll find very little production. And you prune it, there'll be a lot of fruit. There's place for the thing to fruit, you see. For the fruit to come out, there's a lot of space. Otherwise, the leaves will cover the whole tree up. So every season, they have to prune the thing. Prune it down, so that the production comes right. So similarly, this takabbur, it has to be pruned down all the time, all the time. Give yourself. The Shaykh al-Hadith, imagine what martaba he was, and his uncle used to still give it to him. Mullah Muhammad Ilyas used to still give it to him. So Mullah Raipuri Rahmatullahi once saw Mullah Ilyas giving it to him. Yeah. Small little mistake in the way he gave him a tongue lashing. In P they say tongue lashing, you know. So he gave a tongue lashing. So when Shaykh went away, so Raipuri told Mullah Ilyas, ye to itni bari galti nahi hai ki aap unko is tarah sakhsus kahe unko. To Mullah Ilyas smiled and says, akhir main unke chasha bhi hoon. I'm his uncle also, I need to put him to size. That's not shaitan would get into him. So what was Shaykh, and yet as Mullah Raipuri saw Mullah Ilyas saw the need to still put him down. Shaykh was shouting one of his khadims, and he says to that khadim of his, "Main aapki in beunwaniyon ko kahan tak bardasht karta raha hoon? All this nonsense of yours, how long must I tolerate it? You know, tea is not on time, this is not on time, that is not on time. So, main aapki beunwaniyon ko kahan tak bardasht karta raha hoon? Main kahan tak isko bhugatta raha hoon? आपकी बेउनवानिया को कहां तक भुगतता रहूं?" तो इलियास व्हिस्पर्ड इनटू हिज इयर्स, जितना खुदा से अपने गुनाह भुगतवाने हैं तो इतना उनको भी भुगत ले. हाउ मच यू वांट अल्लाह ताला टू टॉलरेट यू, यू टॉलरेट हिम एज वेल. व्हाट टू द एक्सटेंट यू वांट अल्लाह ताला टू टॉलरेट यू, यू नीड टू टॉलरेट हिम एज वेल. यू सी, so this Islah doesn't end at any point. Don't ever become complacent. Don't ever become complacent. As you ascend the spiritual ladder, you need to be cut again. You're coming up again, and you need to be cut again. And you're coming up as you're getting cut again. Then the progress goes right. But the moment there's nobody above you, even as seeing the halat of some of the tabi'in, another Sayyid ibn Musayyabahu, rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says, "Our elders have died. فَقَدْ سُوِّتُ بِغَيْرِ سِيَادَةٍ." And now all my elders have died. Now they consider me as the akabir. When there's nobody around, I became the akabir. What's the good of it? Understand? So this is a dangerous thing, very dangerous thing. Don't ever aspire for it. Just aspire to be, you know, this verse of the Quran, "Wa ana minal muslimin," doing the work. مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. You're doing the word. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. You're doing work. Dawat can be teaching also. It's all the dawat. Tabligh, teaching, writing kitabs. It's also dawat. Different type. It's a different department of dawat, but it's also dawat. But at the end of the day, you must say, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I'm one of the brothers, you know. I'm the one of the workers. One of the brothers. Since Tabligh Jamaat came out, everybody became brothers, you see. That's one of the brothers. I mean, just one of the people, that's all. Don't ask for that position. This I noticed very clearly. I noticed in all our Buzrugs, I noticed it. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah, also I seen in his life. He must be in about 74, 75. We were in Dioban. So I used to see meals time, what he's eating. Are you interested now? You see the Buzrugan Adin, what they'll be eating? Hey, they'll be. You hearing here what a Buzrug he is in the Kutub of the time and Abdar and whatever. So what things will be floating on the Dastarkhan? You have a different impression, you see. There I seen on the Dastarkhan exactly the same food on the mess that was given to the 1,500 students. That same food is on his Dastarkhan. He's eating that food. He's eating that food at that age. Imagine that age. Three muscles won't go down your throat. Unless you got some achar and salads, everything on the side, you know. Tomato sauce will fill it up. Somehow, you'll get it going down. And that man was eating that food at that ripe old age, when he was a buzrug, right through India, South Africa, everywhere. Everybody singing about him. But he was eating that food. See? Then, we used to see him. Already he had the karamats. He'll be just pulling his cupboard and he'll be taking out money. Some of the things we should see ourselves. He'll just be pulling out that cupboard and taking out money. 50,000, 100,000. You know, when that ambassador was about 30,000 that time in India, we're talking about that time, 30,000 rupees was that ambassador car. At that time, he should be pulling out 100,000. Giving, all right, you came, or take this. Right. But he should make it a point. The Sheikh's instruction was Thursdays must come to Sahanpur. And on a Thursday after Asar, at that age, 75, 78, he's gone onto the bus. The crowd standing, no place for sitting. You're standing and going to Sahanpur in that condition. You can see now you're traveling in India. That person is pushing to this side, you're pushing this side, and you're coming inside somehow. And in all that, he is moving, coming to Sahanpur. Returning in the same condition, and then he's a Sheikh ul Hadith. Same Thursday, Friday night after Isha, he's teaching Bukhari Sharif to that 400, 300 students, Sheikh ul Hadith. But his life is like that. So they cut themselves one way. They smash themselves. So at no point, I tell you very seriously, that at no point consider yourself to be anything. Just keep breaking. Keep making fun of. Keep. Whatever position, whatever, wherever you are, just smash yourself. Afiyat is in that. Wherever you see that position, whatever. One is where your elders have told you to do something. Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh was quite young. Maybe about 27, 28 he was. And Mawla Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, his masroofiyat began to increase. Occupation, Bazlul Majood, people are calling him out, this, that. So, Mawla Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh asked him, see, this is Bukhari Sharif, about 6 or 7 siparas, you must teach it. And he left. And Sheikh did not take it. Now he came back after 2-3 days, and he discovered that Sheikh did not teach that Bukhari Sharif. Kyun bhai, maine aapko kaha tha ki Bukhari Sharif padhaye, kyun nahi padhate? Haan, hum aapki minnat samajat kare, minnat samajat karke aapko kya ke meherbani karke aap padhaye, tab ja karke padhayenge. Now he got angry about it. Who? Hazrat Mawla Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Sheikh realized, he got angry. Hazrat, aap naraz ho gaye. He held his hand, asked for maaf and all that. Hazrat, aap naraz ho gaye. Hazrat, aap hamari baat to mante nahi. حضرت لوگ کہیں گے کہ چھوٹے سے لونڈے کو کتاب دے دی, اسمال لائٹی نا اسے لونڈے لائٹی اسمال جس کے مطلب مدرسہ مکتب گرین دا کتاب. لوگ کیا جانتے ہیں کہ اس لونڈے کے اندر کیا لیاقت ہے, میں جانتا ہوں کہ اس کے اندر کیا ہے. واٹ پیپل نو اور واٹ دس بوائز واٹ دس یگسٹرز. ٹھیک ہے اگر حکم ہے تو میں پڑھاؤں گا. ایون سیدھے سیدھے پڑھا لیا اور سان پوری اسپیس اوپنڈ اپ. انسٹرکشن ہیئر اسٹل شیخ اسٹل کنسیڈرز ہمسیلف نو آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ دس تھنگ. بٹ دین شیخ اینڈ استاد ہی بیکیم ڈسپوائنٹڈ اباؤٹ اٹ. He found it that he is disappointed. And the Sheikh sees the gem in the person. He knows that this person has got this gem. He can do it. He will undertake it. He will accomplish it. So your senior has seen you. And he is instructing you. Then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's support will be with you. You don't ever aspire for it. Maqam, position, don't aspire for it. Don't think of it, don't aspire for it, and don't ask for it. Just carry on. See the Sada Musliman, wa ana min al Muslimin. I am one of those Muslims. See the Sada, I'm just one of those people around. We used to see at that time, you know, samples of these people we used to see in abundance in India at that time, alhamdulillah. People used to come wearing lungi, one ordinary chadar, but you talk to them and they'll be quoting hadiths like, you know, who quoted it and who's made what kalam on it, and they'll be, and if you see go and see them, they're living on some small room there, hardly any lights, nothing, dunya ka koi saman, but ilmi hadith you go and ask them, mantik you go and ask them, nahu you go and ask them, and self, they are leaders of the time. So they had everything, but they didn't make a publicity, they didn't make a display of it, make a publicity. So this, I see, we need to have within ourselves. Now, what happens to us is a little bit of piety, a little bit of ilm, and immediately we got that ilm or that piety, and that piety or that ilm, we want to display, we want to publicize, to make it a, we want to publicize it. We are reading about Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh. He says he just didn't want to write a kitab. He just didn't want to write a kitab until some of his seniors have told him that now we see the need for you to write something. But he's an imam and he's got, you know, loads of ilm, tons of ilm he's got. But he doesn't want to write the kitab. And he's now the ustad of Imam Bukhari. But he doesn't want to write a kitab. Now why? I'm thinking, now why this man doesn't want to write a kitab? He's moving away from the limelight. But he's moving away from the limelight. There was one jalsa, one of these madrasas, how they have it, you know. And one alim came in. That was unexpected, he came in, see. So the students that were participating in the jalsa, they got angry with this alim that came in. Alim was a nice buzurug. And they got disappointed by his coming. Now why they got disappointed? So, you know, he stole our show. That was our show, you know. We had that slot. We were supposed to be presenting. And this man came in, he stole it. Now, see that. What is this? Is this a display of ikhlas? Or is it a display of show, ostentation? What is it? So, this aspect of takabbur, riya, takabbur. Just think about this first today before you sleep. سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق. Allah will deprive you of ilm also. The depths of ilm will deprive you. وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. Any sign is presented, anything is presented before you, you're going to reject it. Why? The takabbur has got the bed over you. So remove this. You know, when you say لا إله إلا الله, you have to say it in that frame of mind that I'm slaying of these things. You know that la is like a shape of a sword, isn't it? Like two swords, yeah? Like slaying it. I'm slaying that takabbur that's within me. There's wrong things, shahwat and ghazab and all these type of things that are within me. I'm slaying it. I'm slaying it, taking it out. I'm slaying its head. I'm smashing its head. And I'm pouring in the love of Allah Ta'ala, illallah. La ilaha illallah. Main kuch nahi hoon. Allah Ta'ala sab kuch hai. Allah Ta'ala ki muhabbat. I'm immersing, I'm instilling into my heart. Right. Al-Mu'ala Muhammad Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah, the founder of Dioban. What a person, an imam of his time. In his wakeful state, he used to see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At a young age, 49, he passed away, right? 49 lunar year. So English year must have been about 48, 47, he passed away. And that was his maqam. And thousands and millions of madrasas flourished after him. The big debates that he went to and all that. And what he did, what accomplishments, up till now we talk about him. Right. But he used to make sure that any type of khidmat his father wants, he will do it. To the extent he used to fill up even the chiram, you know, that hookah for his father. Those days they should send that pipes and all that, you know, that hookah, they should send it. So he used to clean that thing, and prepare it and give it to his father. Now, if your father is smoking, say, Ismail, let's clean that cash ashtray. Father, first of all, you're supposed to be doing this dirt, filthy thing, asking me to do it. I'm a mulana already, man. What do you think of me now? If you're not saying it, your heart is saying it, isn't it? You're not saying it, your heart is saying it. No, qadar for ilm, they got, man. 7 years, I'm talking, call Allah, call Rasul, all the time I'm talking here, but these people got no qadar for ilm. How he takes it and how we take it. How they take it and how we take it. He is the founder of the madrasa, what kamalat he's got. Up till now people sing about him, talk about him, what he's got. But to what extent he had broken himself, smashed himself down. Until one Pathan Buzurg came to Dioban, and he was a Sahib Kashf, very great Buzurg. This Pathan Buzurg was a very great Sahib Kashf. He came to Dioban one day and he says, Mia Asad, Asad was his father's name, Mia Asad, tum apne londe se ye chilam saaf karate hain aur hukka barwate hain, andesha hai ke kahin khuda ka arsh tharra na jaye. You are making your child doing all this type of work. I've got this fear that the arsh of Allah will come into, will begin to shake just now. It's not a small thing, it's a great thing. You know who's this man? Only then did Maulana Qasim Sahib's father understand his child's position. When this Pathan Buzurg brought it to his attention, this is the maqam, the martaba of your child. Otherwise, he was making him do all these type of things. See, so you look at our Akabir's lives, you find the same thing. You hear the incidents of Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullahi alayh, and that person tells him, you don't know how to teach, you don't know hadith, why are you giving bayan? You're not supposed to be in that position. And he doesn't argue with the man, straight away he comes out from the minbar, no, hey, I don't know how to, really I don't have that ilm, but these people forced me to come and give a bayan, so I gave that bayan. And straight away he comes down the minbar. Really, I didn't have that ilm. These people forced me, and because of the persuasion, I had given this bayan. Now, if it was one of us, so say, hey, you don't have ilm, and you're giving bayan. Alright, what will be our response? I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you. You see, I don't have ilm. Let me ask you a couple of things also. Let me knock you down. That will be straight, this is our response today. So this elementary thing, that pride, that takabbur, is not washed out of the system. And I fear that until this thing is not washed out, you'll find there'll be more and more worse complications. Uljaw, all the time, there'll be more and more complicated things. Things will complicate again, comes even worse. Now once you've got this, that takabbur has been eliminated, and we're trying to eliminate it, you know, all the time, We don't ever think to ourselves that hum mutawazi hai. We have to be very humble, very, very humble people. We don't ever think like that. Still we think, hey, I got too much of this problems in me. I got too much of these sicknesses and I need to wash it out. I need to sweep it out of my system. I got too much of these problems. Then you will see that this ummah is got some direction. So what we are talking of is zikr, you see, and the type of zikr we should be doing in abundance. See, every mizaj is different. Your mizaj is different to mine. Mine is different to yours. Sometimes my tabiat requires that I do a certain type of zikr. So I must do the zikr in abundance. One is the normal routine that the Shaykh has prescribed that we do as normal. And one is over and above that. Over and above that, we'll do what he has prescribed. What we feel, you know, that our hearts and our minds are taking to. Like we're traveling to work, coming back from work. So the idea is that Malaka Yaddash Paida Ho Jaye. They call this Malaka Yaddash. That this istihzar, this kafir that Allah is watching, that is firmly established within your mind. Understand? Allah Ta'ala tawfiq naseeb kare. It's important at the beginning, don't make your own. Well, you'll find a lot of things coming in the kitabs, fazail kitab, etc. One is what's prescribed in authentic hadith, that you don't need any person's permission. Over and above that, then you rather go and ask someone, Shaykh or someone, what I should be doing. Because you'll find so many things, you'll be doing everything, you won't get that malaka yaddash. You know that istihzar, that malaka yaddash, that type of consciousness and awareness of Allah Ta'ala. You'll be going for that abundance, and this aspect of ihsan will not be featuring anywhere. It will not be featuring. So you need this thing to feature. Allah Pak is watching. And once you got that, then after that, then you branch on, it's alright, it's not a problem. But before that, you're doing an abundance. Doing this, that. So this fazilat here, that fazilat, and this person had this khabiya, this person had this thing here. So now, he had it, now I must get it also. So then that's not the way. That's not the way. The real way is to create this awareness, this consciousness and awareness. And you create that awareness by doing one type of zikr. Best to go and ask the Shaykh, what must I be doing? And according to what he says, then you do that. Now when it's established in your mind, then he will tell you, alright, now you can do what you want. But until you don't have that established, you don't have that firmly rooted, then to do this variety, then that may affect the type of established malaka yaddash. To establish that malaka yaddash, you won't get it so easily. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq naseeb kare.